If you signed up to donate a basket for the basket raffle, please bring your basket to the church here at St. John's this week. Ticket sales begin next Sunday on May 12th, and you will also see on your announcement page a really nice write-up about the basket raffle. It's back. Coming this summer, Vacation Bible School. The theme is Sea Explorers, that is ocean, that sea. Sea Explorers, and it will be a carryout connection program, June, July, and August, with an in-person gathering at the end of each month for 1 hour. So look for more information, and if you have any questions, see one of our church educators or Mary Billy. There are a couple of thank yous that I think I'm going to wait until Joy's to share. Let us now prepare our hearts, minds, and everything that is with us and in us for worship. If you are able, would you please stand? We gather today to worship the one who created us and wove us together into community.
The one who calls us to be the body of Christ.
The one who equips us to do the work of the gospel.
The one whose love for us teaches us how to love others.
With joyful, open hearts, let us worship God.
Let us join together as we confess our sins by praying our prayer of confession. Let us pray. God, you have knit us together to be the body of Christ, to be connected, to care for one another, to use our different gifts to live out the truth and call of our faith. So often, however, instead of working to weave the tapestry of community, we follow our own threads of selfishness and pride. Instead of trusting in your care, we think we can do it alone. Instead of caring for others, we think only of ourselves. Forgive us, God, and make us more prayerful and thoughtful members of the body of Christ. Remind us, especially at times and in places where relationships have frayed, that we are bound to one another and to you with love, honor, and hope. Amen. Friends, when we dare to confess our sins and ask for God's healing and wholeness as individuals and as a community, we are offered an abundance of mercy and grace. God mends all of the tears and frayed edges of our lives and our life together. We are a forgiven people, the body of Christ, bound together in love. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please be seated.
Our reading from Scripture this morning comes from Paul's letter to the church at Rome. Many of Paul's letters, most of Paul's letters, in fact, were written to churches that he himself started. He traveled widely planting these seeds, but he did not start the church at Rome. We know that Peter, we associate Peter with the church at Rome, and yet Paul writes this beautiful, beautiful and powerful letter to this church. And this letter is about, and this chapter in particular is about the importance of social relations, this interconnectedness of humanity. So hear these words with this thought in mind, that we are all woven together through Christ's love. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, on the basis of God's mercy, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable act of worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the encourager in encouragement, the giver in sincerity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Pursue hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be arrogant, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Thus ends this morning's reading, the word of God for the people of God. All right, I'd like to invite the young people to come. Come up. Hi, Izzy. Hey, Gwen. Hey. So I want you both to come up and take a look here at these beautiful knitted shawls. And I want you to tell me what you notice. Notice anything about them? They look handmade. Yes, I like that. I'm thinking that a lot of love went into making these, don't you think, Gwen? Yeah, and they're very beautiful. And guess what? Do you think I could knit one of those? What do you think, Gwen? Maybe. Well, maybe is right. I doubt it. I don't have that gift, but there are people in this congregation who have that gift. They have a special gift for knitting, and they help make the world beautiful. And so I want to think about beautiful things today. Now, is it beautiful outside today? No, it's not beautiful. And I got thinking about that, and actually one of our choir members, Anne said to Pastor Addy and I this morning, it's not very nice out there today. So I wondered if we could all sing a song together. I'm going to teach you this song, and maybe you know it, but we're just going to give it a go because we need some joy and we need some love, okay? So I need...
such good followers.
Gone? So I didn't want to sing with the mic on. So let's say a prayer, and then we'll end with the Lord's Prayer. Oh God, we thank you for the people who know how to stitch and knit and crochet and make beautiful things. We thank you for their gifts and for their love that they are willing to share. And we pray it in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I love that Izzy was helping us with the rhythm of the Lord's Prayer today. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
I invite you to be with me in a spirit of prayer. Gracious and loving God, as we seek to
find the wisdom in your word for the living of this day. I pray that that word might be in the midst of mine, that as we listen and as we join our voices together in song, that wisdom might come to the surface for us. Give us the grace and the courage to grab hold of it and to live into it this day and every day. Amen. Last week, you may remember, we talked about vines and branches and vineyards and the importance of the connection between us and God and one another. That theme sort of continues this week in our reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, except we have a little bit of a different take on this all-important message. You may have noticed a common thread, no pun intended, connecting different pieces of our worship service this morning. And that connecting thread is thread. This idea of God being a weaver, an artist, a stitcher, binding us together to create something more than we as individuals can be alone. As we lift up and celebrate the ministry of our St. John's Praying Hands Stitchers, along with our words from Romans 12 and the beautiful hymn we will sing throughout my reflection, entitled Spirit of Love, we thought we would really lean into our theme this morning and use it as a beautiful illustration and reminder of our interconnectedness as the body of Christ. Romans 12 is one of my favorite scripture passages. In fact, I often end up sharing pieces of it at weddings and memorial services. It just seems to fit every occasion. It not only highlights and celebrates the importance and purpose and function of each one of our gifts and graces, but then it also reminds us that those gifts and graces only mean something when they are a part of a greater whole. I love the way Eugene Peterson puts it in the Message translation. He says, each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. Teachers, preachers, encouragers, leaders, helpers. Now, I by no means consider myself a knitter or a stitcher of any kind, but I do know that a piece of yarn is just a piece of yarn until it is woven with others to create something beautiful, warm, and comforting like a prayer shawl. And yet, if you drop a stitch or one thread gets lost or is missing, there's a hole in whatever it is you are trying to create. We are so intricately and purposefully brought together. As we prepare to weave our hymn into the reflection this morning, I want to invite you now to open your hymnals to page 58. You can go ahead and keep them open for the duration. We're gonna sort of sing and reflect. This first verse, the choir will sing, so your job is to sit, to listen, and to read the words. And as we do that, we bear in mind how we are knit together, life into life, each with a role to play in the tapestry of creation.
Thank you.
The second half of our reading from Romans, when you look at it in the Bible, is entitled Marks of a True Christian. These verses contain directives like bless and even feed your enemies and those who persecute you, run from that which is evil, love one another genuinely, be ardent and zealous in spirit, rejoice in hope, persevere in prayer, be patient in affliction, be hospitable, be humble, be noble, be fair, be present, be sensitive, be good, be perfect. Okay, Paul didn't say that last one, but that's what it sounds like. I don't know about you, but sometimes Paul's list of marks of the true Christian makes me feel like I don't measure up. And not because I don't think these are all lovely and worthy values for people of faith, but because I'm not sure I can manage to do all of them at the same time. Being a person, let alone a person of faith, is not easy. And what I think is hard for us to understand is that a life of faith isn't a practice makes perfect situation, because we'll never be perfect. Thomas Merton once wrote, "The fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so, but I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you." You see, when it comes to being a true Christian, I believe that the practice is the purpose. In the second stanza of our hymn, which we will sing together in just a moment, composer Shirley Arena Murray writes, "Though we have frayed the fabric of your making, tearing away from all that you intend, yet to be whole humanity is aching. Come, work with us and weave us into one." There is so much that is frayed around us, so much that we have frayed. Relationships, connections between people, families, countries that have been torn by our own stubbornness, pride, and greed. And while Paul's words make us feel a bit called out as Christians, perhaps they are actually calling us into a way of being that works to mend what is broken and invites God to weave us into wholeness once more. When I got ordained, a woman from my home church in Hershey wanted to make me a present. Her name was Verna, and she was in her late 90s by this point, but she was still an amazing quilter. Verna had quilted most of her life. I remember visiting her assisted living apartment when I was a kid. I think she was still 90 at that point. She was just always Verna, an older woman, right down the hall from my grandma. And more often than not, when I visited, the entire living room was taken up by an enormous quilting frame. She would stitch here and there, taking her time, not so much worried about the quilt she was producing in the end, but more so enjoying the process. I was very grateful and very honored to be the recipient of the very last quilt Verna ever made. It's Verna's expansive quilt frame that I picture when I read words of the final stanza of our hymn. Great loom of God, where history is woven, you are the frame that holds us to the truth. Today we are honoring the 20-year history of a vital and meaningful ministry of our church. We will hear more from the Stitchers themselves towards the end of the service, but as I reflect on their work and mission, I think of the many people over the years who have been physically wrapped and held by the truth of God's love, warmth, and comforting presence in the form of a soft, hand-knit prayer shawl. Each thread passed through the hands and hearts of its knitter, with prayers woven throughout. I can't help but think of the ways in which they have held and shared the truth of the gospel, showing and sowing love in a world full of people who are sick, suffering, scared, alone, and in need, persevering in prayer for people they have never met, contributing to the needs of the saints near and far, pursuing hospitality to strangers, bringing people together toward one another and toward Christ, just as Paul says. I know not all of us are called to be stitchers in the literal sense, but in our own unique and respective ways, God does call each of us to do our own kind of stitching, doing whatever it is we are called and gifted to do in a way that connects instead of separates, mends instead of breaks, brings and binds people together with the love of Christ instead of the divisive hatred we so often see in our world. May God truly work with us and through us, that we, many threads, might be stitched together, woven into one. Amen.
As God's people, we are so deeply woven together. And our interconnectedness allows us to feel joys, communal joys. It allows us to share sorrows and concerns. So as we prepare for a time of prayer, we lift these joys and concerns up. There is so much to celebrate today. Prayer Shawl Sunday itself, a celebration and a legacy, a ministry, a thriving ministry. We celebrate that we have a group of volunteers here at St. John's who dedicate themselves to the Garden of Health. And we celebrate the fact that there has been a planting. And that planting will yield food for our community. And we want to thank Don Atkiss for helping to prepare that garden. A celebration. We celebrate the fact that this past Wednesday, various forms of chili were offered in a community meal. That was so beautiful and so unique. We celebrate the birthday of Ava Probst, who turns 21. We celebrate Ginny Wilkinson, who is home from the hospital. And we pray for her continued strength and healing. We celebrate the upcoming graduations that will happen throughout our country. And we also are mindful of the things that have ripped our world into pieces. Things like war and famine, disruption. We pray today for Israel and Gaza. We remember the tension there, the war in Ukraine. Everywhere in the world where there is strife and hunger. Let us now find a centering place within our hearts and souls as we come to God in prayer. O gracious God, the universe is indeed your loom, the frame in which your love is woven throughout creation. And we are the threads. We are the people who become part of that fabric, a fabric of love, fabric of justice, a fabric of servanthood. Oh God, you are the artist, and you are continually weaving us together, strengthening our connections. And indeed, we live in a world that does fray, a world that becomes unraveled in a moment, in an instant, a world that in some places is very torn, very faded, ripped, and aching to be healed. And so, God, we trust that you are continuing to weave us and all creation into health and wholeness. This morning we celebrate your people, all of your people, and in particular Ginny Wilkinson, Ava Probst, college graduates everywhere, those whose gift of cooking and sharing makes our Wednesday night worship come alive and our fellowship real. We give you thanks, God, for those who have been called to tend your tender earth and grow gardens. God, we continue to ask your prayers for all those in the Middle East, particularly in Israel and Gaza. And we ask for your presence, your deep abiding presence in Ukraine. and everywhere in the world where those who struggle and suffer are in need of relief and wholeness. O God, now we take a moment, each one of us, to share with you that which you want to hear from us, the things that are deeply weighing on us, the things that we need someone to hear, someone who knows, who loves, who cares. And so we pray in silence to you now. O great compassionate God, we give you thanks for your willingness to listen, for your never-ending love, and for the grace that leads us each and every day. We pray it in the name of Christ, our risen and reigning Lord. Amen. Each one of us is a helper as we cultivate love and justice, caring and compassion. And one of the ways that we do that is through the gift of giving. And so we now pause and reflect and give that which God will certainly and surely use. Our offering will now be received.
God, giver and gift, we give you thanks for all that has been shared this morning, for this tangible reminder that you bring each of us together as individuals to create something more than we could ever be alone. God, we ask your blessing upon these gifts and upon us as we seek to use them in ways that honor you, in ways that bring together and mend what is broken in our world. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I would like to invite forward members of our Praying Hands Stitching group. I'm going to make you stand up front. Just right over here is good, anywhere.
Good morning. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the leadership and congregation of St. John's is honoring 20 years of our Praying Hands Stitchers ministry. On behalf of all our knitters and crocheters, past and present, thank you very much. It began when Reverend Ryan Henderson, our associate pastor in 2004, heard about a new ministry started by two women from Hartford, Connecticut. Reverend Ryan asked if I'd be interested in leading a group here, and I said yes. I love the idea of making prayer shawls for anyone in our church to take to comfort themselves or someone else. I like that there were no strings attached and no cost to the receiver. I like the message that each beautiful prayer shawl was made while praying for the recipient while we stitched. It seemed a powerful act of love and caring. The call went out to join our new group, and our earliest stitchers included Suzanne Laverty, Susan Hendricks, Kay Fiala, Connie Tannis, Susan Donahue, Doris Latta, Judy Wrights, and many others. We've stitched hundreds of prayer shawls mindfully and meditatively, and sewed a sterling silver charm that looks like praying hands onto the corner of each prayer shawl, as you can see, to proudly identify our work. We composed a letter explaining the ministry, the history, and the care and instructions for washing the prayer shawl. We know these prayer shawls have traveled to many places in the United States and beyond, as we've received some heartfelt thank you notes. We'll have some prayer shawls and letters available after worship if you'd like to take one for yourself or for a loved one. Eventually, our group heard about a need for love squares in a local neonatal unit. So we started knitting these small squares that are pinned to the nightgown of a new mother, absorbing her scent. When the baby must be removed from her side, the love square is placed near the infant. The baby is soothed by the scent of its mother in the nearby love square. Finally, we recently expanded our ministry by donating handmade hats and scarves to the unhoused people who sleep in the Code Blue shelter in Lansdale, and to anyone who attends Trinity Lutheran's weekly community feast. Our warm clothing has been well received and eagerly taken. So thank you again for your encouragement. I think I speak for every stitcher when I say that this has been a beautiful and rewarding ministry.
Don't wait, wait, don't you go anywhere yet. I gotta bless you. Just kidding. No, I do want to offer a prayer of blessing both for the individuals who do the knitting, but also for all who are recipients of them and have been recipients. If you have been a recipient of a prayer shawl or have taken a prayer shawl for someone else that you know, can you raise a hand? Yeah. When I think about 20 years of prayer shawls going out into the world, and who knows, maybe those have been passed on to other people. Maybe they are safely with people. Maybe they are with grandchildren or children. What a beautiful, tangible, in-the-world reminder of how Christ's love really can multiply and grow and spread. So I want to pray a prayer of blessing upon you and upon this ministry before you sit down. So let us pray. Good and gracious and loving God, the one who weaves us together and connects us all, we give you thanks for ministries that show us how to do that out loud and in the world. We bless their hands as they create. We bless the prayer shawls and the love squares and the warm clothing that they have created. May it continue to be a blessing in the world. God, we give you thanks for this community, for the ways we are connected and the ways you inspire us to use the gifts you have given us to share your love with all people. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Be seated. Thank you.
Before we go this morning, I want to invite you first to share the peace of Christ that is ours with one another. Share it with your neighbor. Find someone you've never met or someone you haven't seen in a while. Let them know you are glad they are here. Then head over to the library. Our fellowship time is still upstairs. We are surrounding our elevator with our prayers. They are coming on Tuesday. and we will rejoice greatly when that is fixed. But for now, we're going to join in fellowship upstairs so that all can access that time. There's cake over there. There's more celebrating to do for our stitchers. There are also prayer shawls available that they want to welcome you to take for yourself or to someone you might know who needs one. And then as you go from this place, I want to remind you and assure you that you go with the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the power of God's Holy Spirit that is with you and stays with you this day and every day. Amen. Amen.